One of the best people that I've known in my long career in newspapers and sort of radio is a woman named Jacqueline Hayes. Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm all fine, thank you. That's quite a compliment. Thank you.
Well, no, but I mean that you have created, and before I talk about, there's a gala coming up on September 15th, which is this Thursday. It's taking place at the Chicago Sports Museum, which is in Water Tower Place, and it's being food from Harry Carey's seventh inning stretch, and you'll be able to see, I think, a very notable baseball there. But before that, I want to talk about the way in which Jacqueline Hayes founded Chicago Help Initiative. It was in, Jackie, and forgive me if my mind is going, it sometimes sometimes does. I'm thinking back around 2000, yes?
Well, the city closed Lower Wacker Drive in November of 1999.
Yeah.
And that's when everything sort of started. And so, yes, I guess you can say 2000. A lot of the people that were kicked out of Lower Wacker started living in doorways of the spaces I was leasing on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
I'm a retail broker. And mm-hmm. so there they were, and I had clients coming in from out of town, and I couldn't have them see this. So I chased the homeless away.
Yeah.
And then I felt guilty afterwards, and went to my peers and at the Greater North Michigan Avenue Association, which is now Mag Mile, and SOAR, mm-hmm. and River North, and Holy Name, Fourth Press, Northwestern Hospital, and we got together and created a two-sided card that we could give to a homeless person. And it took us a year to do that. And after it was done, Monsignor Boland, who was the then president of Catholic Charities, offered me his dining hall. So the first meal actually was not served until March of 2001.
Wow.
But I will tell you that with the pandemic in between 2001 and now, we have now served over 700,000 meals.
That's an astonishing thing, Jackie.
I know. It shocked me, too.
It does. And I think, you know, one of the things that in your time doing this and our time in Chicago, the whole notion and trouble of homelessness, many people think of homelessness as an urban irritation rather than a human crisis. Don't you think that's been the case?
I do think so. I mean, you know, I guess even my first reaction was the same thing.
Exactly.
Think of it, you know. But you, the thing that is so amazing is that there are so many reasons that we don't understand that somebody can become homeless. And there's so many people that are living from paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, no question.
They're a door away.
Well, and you think to yourself, you know, since your initiative started, the Chicago Help Initiative, that in many ways the problem has only, and I think, and tell me I'm wrong, Jacqueline, but I think it's gotten worse.
I believe you're correct.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are a lot of people, thank God, that understand the need to help others. You know, and I think the pandemic brought out the worst and the best of us. Because as I said, when we learned that we couldn't actually feed people in Catholic churches because you couldn't go into dining halls anymore. So we started putting things in bag meals, and we learned that a lot of our peers that provided meals couldn't do it either. And so that's when we started collecting bag meals. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, we would stand in front of Catholic Charities and collect bag meals. And on average, we'd collect about, from our supporters, we'd collect about 5,000 bag meals a week.
Oh, wow.
And take them to 20 different locations around the city.
One of the other sort of hidden facts of the Chicago Help Initiative is how many people, it's not just you helping people, you have, I think maybe Mark Shulman of Eli's Cheesecake Renown.
And it was my first meal, yeah.
What, that was your first one, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mark
still continues to do it to this day. And for holidays, for like if it's Valentine's Day, he doesn't do a meal. He does one meal a year for me, but for all of the holidays, Valentine's Day or Thanksgiving. He provides a dessert for me.
Oh.
The man is, he says he's carrying on in the footsteps of his father.
Of his father, Eli, who would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. And Mark also helped you and introduced you to this wide, what is amazing in many ways is the Chicago Help Initiative is the number of restaurants and restaurateurs who have who've been helping you, right?
Yeah. They, you know, again, I asked Mark to provide a meal way back in the beginning. He said, sure. And I said, when I call the other people, may I tell them that you're going to do it? And he said, yes. And that's what helped me get other meals committed. But there are so many amazing people, even during the pandemic, some of them still provided it for free. In other cases, they said that they can do it, but, you know, they were in desperate trouble themselves.
Sure.
And so we would get somebody to give us some money to donate towards the meal. So we have been able to continue feeding approximately 150 people every week in a hot meal.
Yeah.
But we feed, so we still continue. Right now, after the height of the pandemic, people had other things to do. And during the pandemic, this allowed them to get out of the house.
Yeah.
You know, to even drop the bag meals off or go shopping for them and stuff like that. And so now that everybody has other things in their lives, we probably only get about 1,000 a week.
Mm.
But we still see a strong, strong need for them. And curiously enough, we were approached, I'm embarrassed to say I don't know exactly who it was, from the city. We provided 350 bag meals for the first busload of immigrants that came
oh,
in.
Oh, God, how wonderful.
Yeah.
We're
getting ready for that, and we may put a call out for more help with bag meals because it just does so much to have food. Food is so important.
Well, let me ask you. I've been to a couple of the things at Christian Charities, too. And the reaction of the people, I mean, most of the people who wind up being homeless are not lunatics or drunks or drug addicts.
Right. They are
one paycheck away from being like us and like everybody else.
Right.
Their level of gratitude. Talk to me for a couple of minutes, Jacqueline Hayes, about what you see in their faces. People don't want... There's pride involved
Absolutely.
In this.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that we, the Chicago Help Initiative, strongly believes in. If we treat them with a little respect and dignity, it really allows them to stand up straighter for themselves. We have all kinds of programs that will help them get back. Because, you know, let me go back a step.
Sure.
If they need housing and they go to the city for housing, they're put on a list.
Yeah.
And some of them are still waiting 20 years.
I know. Sure.
Or some other thing, somebody will say, no. And so what happens is that they feel so defeated that they don't even try harder. With experiencing with us, how we treat them and the things that we provide for them, it allows them some hope, and actually it motivates them to get off the street.
Well,
so on average, we probably are able to get about 10 people into housing and into jobs and, you know, changing their lives again.
Well, it's empowering. It's empowering to them because I think when people reach that point where they lose their house, they lose their job, they lose their families, that they feel, I mean, it's almost, there's a hopelessness involved in this. And that's why one of the great things about this that I've always thought about the Chicago Help Initiative is, You have ever referred to the people to whom you give meals as guests, and I think that is a crucial word, not to play semantics here, but that is a crucial word in your endeavor, is it not?
I never thought of it that way, but as time goes on, I can see the value in that.
Yeah.
That sort of set up the whole thing. I will tell you that during the pandemic, I don't know who missed the face-to-face more the guests or us, my volunteers.
Yep.
Because we're pretty much family. You know, we really share, you know, if we can make each other smile or feel good, it just is so powerful. It just is so meaningful to have that kind of relationship with other people and know that you're helping them and they're helping you.
That's a great attitude, Jacqueline Hayes. You can go to ChicagoHelpInitiative.org to get more information. There's a lot of information there. It's a great website. Jacqueline, if you could hang on for a couple minutes, and we'll come back and talk a little about the Thursday, the annual gala. I guess during the pandemic, you had to cancel this, I suppose, and it will be...
Yeah.
It'll be a great thing. It's at the Chicago Sports Museum, which is a wonderful place in Water Tower Place. If you could hold on for a couple minutes, we'll come back and talk some more about that. Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you. I appreciate it. Welcome back. I'm talking to Jacqueline Hayes, who at the turn of this century started an initiative called the Chicago Help Initiative. They're having their gala this Thursday from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Chicago Sports Museum next to Harry Carey's restaurant there. It should be nice. You couldn't have had a person-to-person meeting last year, did you?
No, we didn't. We have not had, we missed 2 years of fundraisers. Can I correct something?
Yes.
The event starts at 6, from 6 to 9 instead of 5:30 to 8:30.
Oh, okay. Well, if you get there early at 5:30, just wander around Water Tower Place and then go in at 6. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. This is an important fundraising event for you, is it not, Jackie?
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. We are very, very blessed with a lot of our supporters and volunteers, but this is an opportunity to really thank everybody face-to-face and be inspired by what we share. And it will help us continue our programs. We have so many multiple programs. We have reading, writing, math, computers, chair yoga. We're looking for some volunteers. During that pandemic, a goodly number of our volunteers moved out of town.
Sure.
We are looking for some volunteers for some of the services.
One of the other things about an event like this, it would give a person a chance. Your website is a very good website. The website is ChicagoHelpInitiative.org, and it's a good website, and it gives you a lot of information. But going to this gala that is on Thursday from 6 to 9 in Water Tower Place would give – you can meet face-to-face some of the people who are involved in this endeavor and learn from them, and you will find that you're not alone. If you're out there alone wondering, well, I wonder what I can do to help people, this is a way to meet people who already do it and will explain it in a I like a person-to-person contact. They can explain it in a much more personal way than I think any website ever invented can explain it. You can get to meet Jacqueline Hayes.
Yeah. I believe you're correct, really. As I said, our volunteers are so, I don't know, appreciative of the opportunity to help somebody else.
And yeah.
We feel rewarded by, as I said, just a smile sometimes is enough to make you happy.
Well, and I think the way in which, you know, I think if anything, Jacqueline, this pandemic has taught us that even though it has separated us in many, many ways, I think it has also highlighted the fact that, you know, we're all in this together, this thing called life. And the person who is homeless is not there to be looked through. They are there to lend a hand. It's not so much charity, I think, as it is a helping hand. Yes, it is. Yeah, you're right. That it's brotherhood. You have gotten, and you were talking earlier in this half hour about what you and others who volunteer for this effort get out of it. Yes, you are helping people, but in a way, you're also helping yourself. You're also helping yourselves and tying you more closely into mankind. Not to go overboard with this. I do think it's important. Do you agree with that?
No, I absolutely do. I think you got it pegged very nicely, and it's such a good feeling to know that you one day at a time you can make a difference in someone's life because they make a difference in your life.
No question. You know. No question. And to just. And it's not, you know, the homeless problem, you know, I remember, and Jacqueline, as do you, when, you know, homelessness was, you know, the number one issue and, you know, front page news. And as sometimes those kind of important things take a back seat to, right. to other less important events and football games and baseball games and everything mm-hmm. else. And it just, when it takes a back seat, it moves away from public consciousness, and one needs to be reminded of what a helping hand. It's not a big effort on the part of someone who has the means, and it can change lives. And
yeah.
I frankly
You're
I don't
absolutely
know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I, frankly, what's more important than that?
I'm hoping that As I said, the first meal was served in 2001, so we've been around for a while.
Yeah.
But we have learned so many other things, and we now have a full-time social worker. We hired our own.
Oh.
And we found that we have, and she has a team of about 5 volunteers that work with her. And so at every meal in particular, we can get them to sign up for Medicaid and SNAP and get their identification cards and a telephone. And so we're very busy with that. And what's more is that we now go to other places, other churches and or institutions that we can train them how to do this.
Yeah, it can spread.
Everybody's got to know.
Yeah,
you know?
I couldn't agree more. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the organization is the Chicago Help Initiative. The website is chicagohelpinitiative.org. The event that you should attend, 6 to 9, it's not a big-time commitment. It's at Water Tower Place at the Sports Museum there, founded by Grant DePorter of Harry Carey's fame and catered by Harry Carey's seventh-inning stretch. Jacqueline, I'm so glad we got to talk, and I'm awed by what you do, frankly. I am.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's very nice of you.
Take care of
Thanks.
You. It's great of you and what you do. Take care of yourself.
I will.
Okay, thanks.
I will.
Thank
and
you.
And thank you for the call. I appreciate sharing that information with the audience.
Well, it's something that needs to be highlighted. It's people helping people.
Yeah, we have to work harder at helping others.
No kidding. No question. It's not all about self-pleasure. You take care.
Thank you.